We've kept a stock of animals in our tanks here just to see how they're performing. They're doing quite nicely and probably looking to be on target for 55 centimetres sometime next year.
Sometime next year. So how big
Yeah.
were they when you released them into the Lake
So they're
Kununurra?
around about 50 mil in size when we released them. So they're pretty tiny. We released them at that size because we knew that the ecosystem in Lake Kununurra can support them at that stage. And there's a lot of food which is abundant for them, a lot of really good habitat for them to hide into and all that sort of stuff. So.
And the average size of the ones being fished out of the water for the survey?
Not really too sure. They can be a little bit cryptic, the ones in Kununurra and Lake Kununurra. They have a pretty good tendency to hide. However, I have heard some good stories from some of the locals up there that have been fortunate enough to catch some on conventional hook and line tackle and what have you. And they seem to be on track.
Oh, that's great to know that those little bubs are growing, and 55 centimetres being the magic number for fishos next year.
Yep, absolutely.
I understand, though, Jeff Cooper, that some forensic technology is being used in the monitoring of these barra. Can you explain?
Yeah, it's a really interesting project, the restocking of Lake Kununurra, because we're using a range of innovation from a broad, diverse bunch of areas. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to be able to identify our barramundi that we've released as opposed to any ones which are from the natural environment. Because they are 50 millimetres in size, they're a little bit too small to put a normal tag into. So what we've done is we've found an organic compound that we've effectively barred them in at a small size, and they've been able to take that up and it embeds on their bones. Uniquely, what happens is that when you put a light over the top of it, like a crime light, for example, that will fluoresce in the bones, and so that'll allow us to be able to identify the fish that we've restocked.
Wow, so kind of glow in the dark barra bones.
Yep.
This could be a neat barbecue trick. Does it last when they get to size and somebody puts them on the barbie next year?
Well, I haven't seen the results of it being on the barbecue, but I mean, it does stay on the bones, and it allows us to identify them. And of course, there's absolutely no harm to anyone that wants to eat them, of course.
Okay, so it is an organic and it is safe, but it just allows
Absolutely.
the so-called crime light, that UV style light,
Mm-hmm.
to see that this is your fish and not someone else's fish.
It is really distinguishable. It's just incredible to see.
What colour do they glow?
A green.
Green. Even better. Halloween was last night. Can you just imagine the festivities of these baby barramundi if they get hold of one of these lights? Look, Mum, I'm glowing in the dark. Are you going to do more releases? Has this project been successful that you might replicate it?
Yeah, look, we've been really happy with our first results that we've been able to achieve at the beginning of the year. And at the moment, we've got another batch of fish that we're putting through the hatchery. And we're looking to have between 50 and 70,000 releases around about the first week of December at this point in time. So they've passed all of their health checks, and the team down there are extremely happy with the way that they're going at the moment. So they're optimistic that it'll be up around the 70,000.
And how do you get them from here to there, being one side of the Kimberley to the other?
Yep, over 1,000 kilometres worth of journey, alive. Yeah, we've got some pretty sophisticated technology in fish transporting. And again, this is another great bit of innovation which has come from this project, is we've been able to design fish transporting systems that can allow us to transport high numbers of fish alive to Lake Kununurra in really good health. So it's quite interesting.
Jeff Cooper's in the studio with me. He's from the Kimberley Training Institute and works largely in the aquaculture area. And he's based in Broome, but along with a number of others from the team, last year released a huge number of baby barramundi into Lake Kununurra, and they're about to do the same again soon. And the lake health, Jeff, from the surveys and the monitoring that's been done through this particular project, how good is Lake Kununurra looking?
Yep. So we've got a formal report which is being written. However, the indications that we've got from the team that have gone up there, preliminary indications are that it's extremely healthy, that it's as good, if not better, health than what it was when they did the survey over a decade ago. So it's really promising, and it's really good to see.
And the potential for barramundi going doof, doof on the lake surface. What do you anticipate this could mean for Kununurra?
Oh, look, I think that the potential is going to be unbelievable. I'm really looking forward to getting up there and targeting a few of the little critters myself. I think that it's going to be a real boon to the town and attract tourists from all over Australia that want to fish this unique impoundment fishery.
And to have the innovations that you were describing coming out of what started out as a reasonably simple, oh, let's breed up some barra and put them in the lake project, forensic technology, glow-in-the-dark fish and fish transporting systems.
Yeah, and genetics as well.
Genetics?
Yep. So we've undertaken some fairly comprehensive genetic work on the stock that we're using for the parents of the stock which are going in. So we've been able to look at their lineage and families and their history. We've been able to find out a whole heap of stuff about barramundi that we never knew about before.